Exclusive. Family of incoming border state governor in Mexico allegedly profited from Gulf cartel. By Ildefonso Ortiz, Brandon Darby and Gerald Tony Aranda on September 5, 2021. The immediate family of an incoming Mexican border state governor allegedly has a long history of profiting from the Gulf cartel. A series of documents obtained by Breitbart Texas revealed. The parents of the politician allegedly embezzled properties and money from a captured top boss and are currently under investigation for the use of shell companies to hide funds. Samuel Alejandro García Sepúlveda, a former Mexican senator with the Citizens Movement, Movimiento Ciudadano, won the gubernatorial election in Nuevo León in June and is expected to take office in October. García is the nephew of former top Gulf cartel boss Gilberto El Dune García Mina, who has been in prison since his arrest in 2001. García denied interacting with his uncle, claiming that he was only a child at the time. However, various Mexican court documents and intelligence files obtained by Breitbart Texas reveal that the politician's parents profited from El Dune's properties and money. A series of Mexican court documents obtained by Breitbart Texas revealed that García's father Samuel Orlando García Mascoro and his mother Bertha Silvia Sepúlveda Andrade allegedly used a series of legal maneuvers to embezzle a series of properties in the Campestre Huinala neighborhood in Nuevo León. According to file number 51783 from the 18th public notary in Nuevo León, the couple allegedly embezzled properties. García's mother is listed as the purchaser while García's father is listed as the attorney representing the seller. García himself is also listed in some of those documents as the purchaser, even though he was only 16 years old at the time. Additionally, El Dune's brother Juan Antonio García Mina and his wife have sued the politician's father in a Mexican civil court for $1,500,000 pesos or $75,000 in connection with the embezzlement of properties. U.S. law enforcement sources operating in Mexico shared documents with Breitbart Texas that revealed that even before the arrest of El Dune, García's father was identified by police as a frontman for the multiple businesses owned by the drug lord. The documents also reveal that after the arrest, the politician's father kept accounts, properties, and businesses that in fact belonged to El Dune and his family. Currently, Mexico's Financial Crimes Unit is investigating García on suspicion of money laundering, tax evasion, and the use of fake tax documents. Breitbart Texas obtained access to some of the documents that are part of the investigation. These documents claim that García's father is a frontman for El Dune. The document names the law firm Oscuro García Firma Jurídica S.A. de C.V., which belongs to García's father, as one of the business entities under investigation. That investigation is tied to the alleged use of illicit funds during his run for governor. During his run for governor, García's opponents published a video that showed him as a child at one of El Dune's parties. In that video and in some related photographs, his opponents pointed to other drug lords in attendance at the party, including the former head of the Beltrán Leyva cartel, Hector Beltrán Leyva. García claimed that he was only a child when that video was taken and that he has had no connection with organized crime figures. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Gerald Tony Aranda is an international journalist with more than 20 years of experience working in high-risk areas for print and broadcast news outlets investigating organized crime, corruption, and drug trafficking in the U.S. and Mexico. In 2016, Gerald took up the pseudonym of Tony when he joined Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project. Since then, he has come out of the shadows and become a contributing writer for Breitbart Texas.